Okay.
One of the most common shaylos that came up during the hurricane was that first Shabbos when we didn't have power, and it came up again on the second Shabbos when it looked like we weren't going to have power. Baruch Hashem, in Northwood, the power went out a few hours before Shabbos, but a lot of people had generators powering their refrigerators, their freezers, and their heaters sometimes, the lights, to be able to live a normal life, or somewhat normal. And the way the generators work, unless you have, there are two types. There's one type of generator that you have hooked into your actual gas line in your house where you don't have to do anything, and your house just feeds straight into the, feeds the gas into the generator and is able to produce electricity. Most of us don't spend the $20,000 that it costs to actually hook one of those up, so we have generators that you pay, whatever it is, $600, $700, and you have to feed gas in yourself. We never even dawned on us that there would be a gasoline shortage and that our freezers and refrigerators would die for that reason. But many of them, you have to feed gas in yourself. Now, the problem is, the size of the tank is not that big. You could hold enough gas to run the generator for, let's say, 7 hours. But then after a while, it runs out of gas. It needs to be refilled with gas. So a number of people asked me, can you have a guy come on Shabbos and refill your generator with gas on Shabbos? So, first of all, it's important to know general rules of Amir La'akum in order to have any practical applications over here. First general rule of Amir La'akum is that you're not allowed to ask a guy to do anything that you yourself are not allowed to do, even Isrum Drabbanan. That's one Isra of Amir La'akum. The less commonly understood Isra is the other Isra, which is you're not allowed to benefit from a malacha that was done on your behalf. Meaning, so there's an Isra to actually ask for something, and there's an Isra to benefit from a malacha that's done on your behalf. That's why a lot of people get confused with hinting. They think if you hint, then everything's okay. Now, hinting gets around, if you hint properly, it gets around the problem of asking the guy to do something for you. But if he then does something for you, you still have the Isra of being nana from the malacha that he did for you. The only time hinting helps is when whatever he does is not something that you're going to get direct hana from. Like, let's say if he shuts off a light. So that's not called getting direct hana, because he's removing something, he's not giving you something. So if you hint for him to shut off a light, that would be okay. Hinting also has to be done in the proper way. Hinting has to be what we call remiza shelo b'derech tzivui. In the hint, you're not supposed to mention what you want done or that you want the guy to take corrective action. If you were to tell the guy, oh, it's so dark in here, I wish you would do something about that, well, that's not a hint. That's asking him to do something about that, turn on the light. Or if you would say, I wish someone would turn on the light, that's also not a hint, because you're talking about the exact action that you want done, even though you're not asking him for corrective action. The only way to hint would have to be to mention neither the what you want done, nor to ask him to do something. To just say, it's so dark in here, it's so inconvenient that I'm not allowed to do anything about this. So that's it. That would be a hint. He could figure out on his own then to turn on the light. Now again, you still wouldn't be allowed to get hana from him turning on the light, because you're not allowed to get hana from something that a guy does for you. Now, Amir La'akum is mutter in certain cases. L'tzorach l'chola, even a chola she'en bo sakana, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum. The Gemara tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that when it comes to having heat, when it's cold outside, hakol chola mitzotzinim l'pachim, everyone is considered to be a chola in regards to heat. So even if you personally aren't ill in regards to heat, everyone is considered to be a chola. Also, children below the age of 3 for sure have a din of a chola, and perhaps up until even the age of 9 have a din of a chola, depending on the relative strength of the child. But if you have children, that's also called a tzorach chola. Now, when you're doing Amir La'akum with tzorach chola, it doesn't have to be for the heat or for their medicine, it just has to be something that will benefit them. Light, food that they like, something that will benefit, you know, having a running fridge so that they could eat perishable type of food, they like yogurts or whatever, that would be good enough for the sake of a chola. Also, if a guy does a malacha for his own benefit, then you're allowed to be nena from that malacha. Let's say a guy sees that it's dark in a room, and he wants to use the light in the room, so he comes and he turns on the light. You then don't have to leave the room because the light is on. You're allowed to benefit from the malacha done by a guy. You're even allowed to tell the guy on his way out, do me a favor, don't turn off the light on your way out. Because the original malacha that he did was just for himself. So now, First thing we have to figure out, and the other actor of Amir Lakum is a shus to shus b'makom mitzvah. If you ever have a situation where what you're asking the guy to do is nisr d'rabbanan, so if it's b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzorach gadol, you're allowed to ask him to violate an isr d'rabbanan. So the first thing we have to clarify is, what is this? Filling a generator, is that an isr d'rabbanan, or is it an isr d'araisa? So if the generator is running, and you're adding fuel to it while it's running, it would seem at first, if you don't know much about generators and how they work, you're adding fuel that's being burnt, it's like you're burning the fuel, and that's a violation of Nisr D'Oraisa. But I spoke to a couple of engineers who told me that's not the case. That when you add fuel to the generator, it goes into a holding tank. And then, slowly, as it's needed, the gas drips through a tube into the part where it gets burnt and where it gets converted into electricity. So it would seem that would probably be indirect enough to at least knock it down to an isur d'rabbanan. So that's great. So I thought, here we have our heter. Forget it, you don't have to ask any further questions. Heter number one is that it's a shvus to shvus, it's b'makom hefsid meruba. There's going to be a significant financial loss if you have your freezer hooked up to it. So shvus to shvus, b'makom hefsid meruba, it should be mutter. But then I thought, wait a second. The guy's not going to want to pour gas into a generator while it's running. Have you seen these generators while they're running? No, you haven't seen. They like shake violently. It's like and they blow up easily. If you spill gas, in the wrong part, it could blow up and cause a big fire. So it's very dangerous. You don't want to tell the guy, just do me a favor, don't turn it off. Pour the gas in while it's still on. I'm just going to go over there for a while. The guy's not going to want to do that. He's going to want to shut it off, pour the gas in, and then turn it back on. Now, when he turns it on, that's an isur d'oraisa, because now he's burning the fuel directly. Granted, when you pour fuel into a generator that's already running, may only be an isur d'rabbanan, it may be indirect, but when he turns on a generator that's off, that may be an isur d'oraisa. So I thought to myself, no, maybe we have another heter. The heter is that you, as far as you're concerned, he doesn't have to do any malacha d'oraisa. He can just pour the fuel in while it's running. Why is he turning it off? That's for his own sake. He's doing that for his own benefit. Mashal ma'adav adome. You have a guy helping you in the house. He asked them to wash your dishes. As far as you're concerned, let them use cold water and scrub until the dish is clean. It makes it much easier for them if they use hot water. Why are they using hot water? Not for you. They're using hot water for their own benefit so that they don't spend an hour doing the dishes. It will only take them 10 minutes. So that's for their own benefit. That's not for you. And that's totally permissible. You're allowed to do that. So maybe you should say the same thing over here. The guy is turning the generator off for his own sake. And then I thought, man, that doesn't really work. He turns it off for his own sake. Freeze frame. It's off. He's filled it with gas. Why is he turning it back on? That's not for his own sake. He's turning it back on for you, right? He's doing an isur d'oraisa now for you. So I thought that maybe is not a valid heter. So what are the valid heterim? So first of all, if there's anyone sick in the house, or if the generator is hooked up to a heater, where everyone is considered a chola in regards to heat, the only thing is it's very difficult to get the generator hooked up to your boiler. You really need a professional to do it. It's not a possible thing. But if, let's say, even a space heater or something like that, Or you have children under the age of 3, perhaps even up until the age of 9. Let's say for sure under the age 5, 6, you have children that age. So the mistab of the generator is hooked up to something that's letzorech a chola. So if it's hooked up to either a heating system, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Vav again says that you're allowed to ask a guy to turn on heat for you on Shabbos. So, which is, by the way, it's still Nogei L'Maisa. Now that this is over, there are people that don't have proper heat in their house, and it's so difficult to find a boiler now, and to find a plumber who will install a new boiler. And the flooding killed a bunch of people's boilers, so they don't have any heat in their house. So someone just sent me a shaila today, that the only guy, the plumber said, he'll do it Friday, Saturday. He'll work on it Friday, Saturday. So he's too backed up, and the person's afraid to tell the guy, no, don't do it Friday, Saturday, because he's afraid that he won't come for another 2 weeks, because the guy's so backed up. So he doesn't know what to tell him. So is there room to allow a guy to do this malacha for you on Shabbos? So if it relates to heat, and certainly if you have children that need heat, and even if it's adults who need heat, that's mutter. You're allowed to do Amir la'akum, even to do a nisur d'oraisa, like took up a boiler. So it would seem that would be that. Also, if you share a generator with your neighbor, a lot of people share generators. I know we did with our neighbor. So if your neighbor happens to be a guy who you share my neighbor is a frum Jew. But if your neighbor happens to be a guy that you share a generator with, then for sure they could pour the gas in, because they're not doing it for you, they're doing it for themselves. To take some of the cost away from buying the generator, they used you. But they're doing it for themselves primarily, they're not doing it for you. So then you're also allowed to be nana from that malacha. What is common though, and what I was asked about, it's a real big problem, is what if you share a generator with your neighbor who's a non-frum Jew? And the non-frum Jew, someone told me, non-frum Jew said to him, don't worry, I know you can't fill it on Shabbos, I'll take care of it. I'll fill it on Shabbos. You mamash have to leave your house. If you're not allowed to be nana from malacha done by a Jew, even if he did it for himself, it wasn't done for you. It was malacha done by a Jew on Shabbos. So then you mamash have to leave your house. There's no heter for anything like that. I told him, you should tell your neighbor, if you refill it on Shabbos, it's going to put me and my family out of our house. We're going to have to go find somewhere else to hang out all day. Please let me hire a guy to come and bring gas. And that's what, or to come and fill up the generator. That's in that situation, that's what you would have to do. Okay, that's... Okay.